Blog Talk Radio.
Number 390 shows counting this evening, and we're going to keep going because the animals out there need us now, okay? We are the animals' voices, and we must be heard. They need, you know, we got to make sure they're living in comfort and peace and respect and dignity and away from fear, anxiety, abuse, and neglect. So we are the voices, everyone, and please use your voices out there, because if we don't take action, we are only spinning our wheels. So please contact your the state representatives, area code 202-224-3121. Give them your zip code, and then you can ask to speak to your state representative or senator, and that's business hours. If you can't speak to them, speak to their legislative assistant. And any issue you have, just try to be professional and polite, and you'll get farther, okay? And please spread the word. Or if you feel comfortable with just, you know, writing an email out there. Because changes don't happen on its own. We got to push harder, everyone, because it's not a pretty picture out there, okay? And we, the people, need to do more out there to get changes made, okay? Please do your part. You know, write emails. Or send the emails, write letters, meet your representative in person, you know, fax them. Whatever it takes, every effort counts out there. Sign petitions and share them. Whatever, you know, you could do, because, hey, the longer it takes to see a victory, the longer the animals suffer. So we have a choice here. We, the people of the United States of America, and we are powerful and power in numbers, okay? So I just want to go over a couple things. I'm going to do a 360 here. June 15th on a Thursday is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and please wear purple. And it's probably too late to get a proclamation for that day in your state, but let's recognize the elderly out there, because on the National Center Elder Abuse has reported over 5 million elderly get abused, neglected, or exploited a year. This is so disgusting, okay? So let's do something about it, because we're all going to become the elderly if God is willing, okay? So, you know, how old are you going to be in 2030, 2040, 2050, 2060? And the list and the years goes up. So please, everyone, let's honor this day on Thursday, June 15th, and let's do something and bring the awareness, because the children, the animals, and the elderly, they cannot defend themselves. They are helpless and voiceless. So, you know, the old saying says, you know, respect your elders. It's not happening out there. Not hearing the 5 million elderly are getting abused, neglect, or exploited a day. I know my father, Chief Wyattell, back in 2008, he was an ex-professional wrestler. He was, you know, wrestled for 32 years, and his death was because neglected in a nursing home that led to his death. That's totally unacceptable for me. You know, bring the nursing homes up to the good, the bad ones up to the good. It can be done. And out there, guardianship, Marty Oakley, the producer and host of, you know, TS Radio Network, that's is where Voices Carry for Animals, you know, came from. I was her host from June 2014 all the way up to March 2018. And, you know, she taught me a lot. She passed away April the 1st of this year. And may she rest in peace. And she had the PPJ Gazette online. And she taught me how to get my own show together, Voices Carry for Animals, on Animal Advocates Radio. She was a super team player in her voice. And she was almost 73 years old on October 1st. Okay, so let's all remember her. Her advocacy carries. May God bless, you know, everyone out there, because all death does not discriminate out there, okay? So 0 to 100 get, you know, get hit. So we're all going to go. Let's make this earth on here the best, because who knows where we're spending eternity. So don't ever think you're going to be here forever, because we don't know what's going to happen to us later years in our life. So please, on June 15th, and tell everyone you know, let's honor this, because this has been going on since 2006, and I'm an elder advocate, too, against elder abuse. So, and it hardly gets a little attention. And I've sent for a proclamation from Governor DeSantis, asking one for President Biden. So we need some attention, because President Biden, he is elderly big time. So he ought to step up to the plate for all the elderly out there, and let's get a better world to live in. Okay, so this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. I want to welcome all of you here this evening and giving a big shout-out to all my followers and big pages on Twitter. Help me promote this show. It's called Teamwork, because I've added up all of them that I'm in. It's over 100,000 followers and friends. Thank you, you know, and Facebook followers and friends. All you're doing out there is tremendous, okay? Keep up the great work. Penn Interest, LinkedIn, we all are a team. Strength in numbers, okay? If we sit and look away, nothing's going to happen, okay? So I'll tell you what, I hear them over 100,000 all added up. Maybe some were doubled over, but big, all the animal groups on Twitter, you know who you are. This list is too huge. Thank you all so much, all you animal advocates and cross posters that's helping everybody, and Facebook followers and friends, and Voices Carry for Animal support group, fans of rights, animal rights on Facebook. This list is huge, okay? And thank you all for making all these shows a total success. From TS Radio Network, Marty Oakley, rest in peace, to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals Current. So thank you, everyone, and a big shout-out, a big Mama Bear hug. My name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear, and Mama Bear does care because she is on the air, okay? And Mama Bear, is, as the old saying is, don't mess with Mama Bear because she's going to stand up to the grizzly. But anyway, I got a rocking show here tonight with Grace Hamlin. I'm welcoming her back because she's been on a guest before. I think it was on TS Radio with Marty Oakley also. And I'll be taking calls later on in the show. So if you please, the phone number is 310-982-4270. And it's the same number every week. And please put it in your contacts. And, you know, keep it there because we're on 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Okay, and all shows are archived. You can call in from Skype, and everything. So I'm going to get this show started. We're going to be rocking here. We got some rocking guests tonight. Grace Hamlin, I'm going to bring you on first because you have done so much out there, and welcome you back. Hello, and this is such an honor again. How you doing, Grace? Go ahead. You're live.
Hey, Debbie.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I think that tonight we're going to discuss Georgia cruelty and the challenges that it seems that it's not just in our state. Now that we are looking at the problems after COVID, we have to realize that a lot of the issues with animals are correlated and are connected to greater issues in the system that's failing us. So it's interesting that you brought up elderly care, because today Donna Hensley, who's one of our whistleblowers, a case in Montgomery. I'm sure many of the listeners knew about this German Shepherd's 350 in deplorable conditions. We were one of the extraction teams in 2019, and Donna and some of her brave community, Shelley Strange, Bo Fisher, so many others, saw and witnessed such cruelty and corruption and cover-up. What happened with Donna today is that Donna now is fighting the system to get her brother the care that he deserves in an elderly home. And what we will find out and what we will continue to discuss as Sally gets on the phone too is that we've been in rescue over 20 years. And as we get older, you realize that the fight that you've been fighting for animals, it's now more connected to the issues that we're going to grow into. So as we care for animals, we forget ourselves and neglect ourselves and not realize that there are other broken systems. And we who love animals know that if we could fix the animals, we could fix so many other of the problems. But if we can't have the compassion for the most innocent of lives, you can surely bet that elderly, the children, the healthcare, and other systems are broken, because the most obvious of things, suffering and being ignored, it really says a lot about how messed up the system is. But you won't see it till you're there, and talk about later on in this show is how we're getting older and we got to take care of ourselves. You know, we're losing this fight with animals.
That's right. Yes, we are. Because, Grace, all the violence out there towards animals is totally unacceptable. They don't have a fighting chance without us. And I'm seeing the news feed going through and all this, shooting them, stabbing them, raping them. I mean, this is so disgusting. Starving them. You know, what kind of world do we live in? I mean, to see it constantly like a revolving door that doesn't stop.
Right.
You know, it's terrible. How do we, you know, we're getting older. Like we said, these elderly used to be our age, okay? And we don't know what's going to come up our sidelines. We have no clue. We could get dementia. You know, my father got dementia at 69 years old, okay? My cousin got it at 50 years old and died when he was 65. So we have to look towards the future. We can't do nothing about the past, but the future is ours, okay? And we need some changes, because it is ugly out there. And when I said 5 million a year in America getting abused, neglected, exploited, hey, we're coming up the sidelines. You know, welcome to America. America, we should call America the ugly, not America the beautiful, of all the stuff's happening out there. We got to wake up.
Yeah.
We have to wake up. There's no excuse for abuse. No excuse whatsoever.
Exactly.
Whether it's a child, whether it's the elderly, whether it's animals or you and me, there's no acceptable excuse for it. You know, so why is it happening out there? Why is it getting worse? Our inflation is out of control. You know, our borders are not safe. You know, we're sending up billions of dollars to Ukraine. We got to think about America first, right? I mean, it has to happen, because we are America first and animals first, elderly first, our home our borders first, police, firemen, you name it. And so we need changes, and our voices do matter, Grace. They do matter. So we have to speak up, or it's going to get worse for generations to come. I'm scared. Looking back, I'm like, I hate for all these young kids leaving them here behind when I'm dead. You know, I'm going to die one day. I don't know what age or what time or what's going to happen, but it will happen, all of us. So we got to do the best we can out there because it is not a pretty picture out there. It's ugly, okay? And it's ugly. I wish I could say, oh, it's wonderful out there. It's a wonderful America. It's a beautiful picture. The animals are getting treated great. The elderly, the children, we only wish. That's wishful thinking, okay? That's why this platform's here. So, it's terrible.
Well, that's what it's so telling. It's so telling of how the treatment of the animals and what's going on in the communities. Is it the obvious mistreatment and abuse of animals in our backyards? If we can address that, we're going to allow all these other things to happen that we can't see. And to me, my fight has become personal for our generation that's coming in into rescue. I mean, it seems like, and I hope Sally speaks more on this, is that Sally and I have known each other for at least 10 years. And in this fight for animals, we don't seem like we're making any steps forward in Georgia. We're actually seeing a lot of going backwards. And at least now we're having more conversations about, like, what the root of the problem is instead of us in rescue. We get so deep in saving that one dog that we don't realize that there's so much more that's happening here, right? We want to go and save that dog, but it's not enough that you save that dog. It's you got to understand how your vote impacts your work. So you could be saving dogs all day long, but if you're voting for somebody that doesn't vote for legislation that's humane, you're really going to have to look at your record as a rescuer. Is that I think that now when we call ourselves advocates, it's not enough to save a dog. It's where do we stand when we vote? Where do we hold people accountable? Because right now you may be strong enough and may have the support to help these lives, but we're losing. I mean, I now feel like I can't do rescue anymore. I have to start focusing more on the letter of the law. The more that I look at why the failures continue to be happening, it is because the laws support this system. So when I have cruelty, say in this Angela Powell case where she was a licensed breeder for 15 years and the Department of Ag never saw any problems with her methods of treatment for these animals, you know, we allowed that to happen. And then this case really kind of opened up our eyes about, like, we trust that the departments, we trust that everybody's doing the job that you're doing, right? So all of us are sacrificing, helping, rescuing, and we're doing the best we can with the very little bit of resources we have. And yet we have police departments and the Department of Agriculture and even our governor's office that are not lifting a finger to change the culture of the everyday. And I think that this year, with the help of End the Cycle and other organizations, since we've been witnessing such violence in Georgia that goes unprosecuted, dismissed, most of the violence to animals in Georgia is settled out of court. Nobody serves time. And then the ones that move forward find some acquittal. So I think that now, even though my passion has always been rescue and, like, hey, I need to go and save that dog, right now, our shelters in Georgia aren't even taking the dogs in. And the law is so, like, it is a tricky situation because what's happening now when shelters aren't picking up dogs and doing their basic, most basic job is that, the community's picking up these dogs. And then you're being accused of stealing these dogs. And then you pick up a dog that attacks your dog in your house. What do you do? You can't take it to a shelter now. Now you have to release the dog where you found the dog, and now you're going to get charged with abandonment. Right now, there are so many things that kind of
sickening.
You can't. You really, if you start looking at how you can help a problem, you actually can make it a lot worse for yourself and for the animal. And right now in Georgia, I don't even know how to move forward with the overwhelmed cruelty and homelessness. Shelters are overfull. Euthanasia is up. And the more that I start trying to understand why these problems persist, the more I realize that it's in the law that allows these things to happen. So just really briefly for me, I like to talk about how in the last 5 years, everybody that's been following our work in Rome, Georgia, has seen some of the most deplorable cruelty imaginable. And every time we went there, I mean, most of us would be literally sick to our stomach, sleepless night, because we knew we were going to go there and see things that somehow we had to reckon with ourselves, that giving them straw and food for that moment was going to make a difference. And if for a minute there, that's what we were trying to understand and learn is, you know, can a better dog house, can food help this dog? And we realized that now we're just kind of sustaining this cruelty. But Rome finally, after 5 years of us fighting with them and we uncovered so much trafficking and guns and drugs in this county, that the commissioners finally backed a tether law that is supervised. And now we realize that our shelters are filled with unsocialized dogs that have been neglected and abused. That means that most of them aren't really ready for homes with other animals. And right now, most of us in rescue we have more than 4 to 5 animals in that home. So now the dogs that are, like, these things are making us open our eyes and realize that it's the laws that are allowing this cruelty in our community. So for me, as I move forward, is as much as I love my work with the kids, I've realized that the kids have taught me a lot about violence and desensitizing when you witness cruelty at such a level that it's unimaginable that you can normalize a dog on a chain starving and dying. We've normalized that. And somehow our leadership have been okay with that. And to me, it's not okay. It's really kind of harming our health, like the health of a community, the public safety. And now that we're, you know, after COVID, mental health is what is now the conversation and needs to be a conversation in rescue. Is that, as like I said, I've been doing this for over 20 years. It has officially, like, shaken me to the point where I feel helpless. Because I don't even know where to start with helping the amount of dogs that are homeless right now and in abuse and in neglect. And now that more and more people in Georgia can't afford the cost of living here, they're getting evicted. That means that these dogs are being abandoned and nothing is changing. Mm. It feels pretty hopeless. So for me, with Wonder Dogs, I think that what I've learned is that I need to get more familiarized. We need to get more familiarized with the laws and process of changing the laws and holding people accountable. Is that one thing
That's
I don't
right.
understand is
yes.
you have the ASPCA, the Humane Society of the United States, PETA, all of them individually working on a puppy mail campaign. Why are they not, with all their millions, working together? Why is the animal rights community the only community that thinks to be, that works to be about who's the best? Who's, like, who has the more followers and most money? Like, right now, we have animal organizations that are sitting on millions past legislation. Why is that? Because they don't have the community
because
behind
it makes
them.
Sense,
not
does it? It does
the,
not
no,
make sense.
They're not rallying
no.
us. We are entrusting them with millions of dollars to do their job. And then we give them money and we walk away. And that's the problem. It's the reason why the women's movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, the gays movement. The reason why those movements are successful is because the community is with you at the Capitol. We are at the, and that's why we, that's why Sally and I and In the Cycle, you know, that's what we're talking about now is how do we get, Georgia has more rescues and more resources. Why are we not rallying together? So I look at the national
that's
model
right.
and see, well, look at our examples, ASPCA, Humane Society of the United States, PETA. They're all working individually. Why can't they come together?
And they should come together and sponsor the same bill.
And
you know how much power that is? That is,
yeah.
I mean, some big power. If they also introduce the legislation and come in all together with their logos on it, bam, you
yep.
know, I've seen it happen. You know, so
yeah.
they need to do that, not just sit around and, you know, year after year, decade after decade, and it's no changes. And it's the same.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle, you know. So we got
but
it, to
but
do,
again, it's
we
our
have
fault
to do
because
something.
We trust
yep.
them. We give them our money.
That's right.
And we turn our backs. If we, you know, in the animal welfare, you will see that people will give you $1,000 to go and rescue that dog. You think $1,000 is going to change anything? And yeah, you might save that dog for $1,000, but it's not going to change the fact that tomorrow there'll be 10 more that need to be rescued. So we're throwing money at a problem. I think animal welfare can raise so much money. There's so many advocates literally crying and praying for these animals. But where's the camaraderie to come together and rally? Why can't we have an organization that leads us to the capitals and literally demand change, because we all know that when animals are suffering, there's greater crimes, greater abuse at home. I mean, it's just, it's the most incredible case to support change. Our leaders are not listening to our call and cries. So to me, at this point, it's the individuals now. We, as individuals, are now responsible. So I used to blame everybody else. Now I blame us, because we are not doing our job. We're not showing up. We're not writing those letters the way you begin your show about it. Getting to know your legislator. Like, again, we will speak about how you, if your legislator doesn't know your name and doesn't know what you stand for, if your commissioner, if your city council person doesn't know your name and what you stand for, why you're calling, they should know when they see your, hey, so-and-so is on the phone, they should know why you're calling, you know, but we are not. We're expecting others to do it, and these big organizations, there's something else going on there, because we haven't had a win for animals. I don't know a federal law that has come together for a national change for animals. And if we can't find that, then I'm going to have to go back to school and understand how can we make legislative changes federal for animals, because that's where it's going to have to. It's not going to happen county to county, state to state. We're going to have to fight for federal changes for animals.
That's right, and come together, because, you know, Mama Cat, she calls in the show, a former guest, we are a tag team. You know, she says strength in numbers, and it's so true. Because the more of us come together, the stronger and better we become. If there's only a handful, Grace, guess what? We're only spinning our wheels, because they're just going to ignore us. Okay, so we all have to, we the people, we have to do something. Inflation is major high out there. I'm reading all over the internet where families are abandoning their pets because of it. They can't afford the food, the vets, the surgeries. Okay, something's got to give, because it's like this now. What is it going to be like in 2030 or 2040? It's going to be so out of control. Nobody's – you're going to be going to go and get the Raymond soups, okay? You got to trick the belly. So we got to do something here on every angle, and your voice matters so much. And Grace, I want to give a big shout-out to your super team out there, the Wonder Dogs, okay, and a great job they're doing, and send them a big mama bear hug. Keep up all of you. Keep up the great work you're doing, because it's so inspiring and uplifting out there. And I know, Grace, if they're not listening, you will tell them, right? And please do.
I will.
They deserve it. Did you want Sally to come on or Sue? Which one?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Or Mona.
Oh.
Which one, Sally?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Area code 770. Sally, you are on the air. How are you? Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Go ahead.
Yes.
You're live.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I'm proud of Grace. She really hit all the points, and there are so many points. Mona and I started in the cycle about 7 years ago because of, well, the cycle of overpopulation, abuse, neglect. And what's really sad, and it's a downer to talk about, is the problem has gotten worse. It has not gotten better. It's such a layered problem, because when you don't put importance on animals' lives, then there are so many things that branch off from that, because we, like Grace said, we've got to get a handle on this, because there's so much crime in the homes where a lot of this abuse is going on, and child abuse, elder abuse, we've seen it. We've had experiences where we saw several experiences where we didn't give up, and finally when the police went to the door, they found out there was a lot more going on inside the house than just chain dogs outside. So it's tough to stay positive about it, because like Grace said, we haven't had anything to go on, except county by county has in Georgia, you know, there have been some ordinances enacted to stop full-time chaining of dogs, which we appreciate, but Georgia has 159 counties, and so, you know, come on, that's a lot of,
wow,
an awful lot of counties that haven't done anything. Yeah, so as she said, there's really, if you look up state laws for animals, very, very, very few real laws that make any difference for animals at all. And so it's super, super frustrating because we need, like she said, our lawmakers need to care. We need to care who we vote for. We need to speak to them, call them, get them on the phone before they're elected and find out how, you know, where they stand, because they just tend to brush this to the side. They think we're all a bunch of crazy dog people, and that's not the case. It's a symptom of a bigger problem in society, and we are getting older and we're getting tired. And I have a lot of faith in younger generations. I really do. I think that younger generations coming up, I think they care more than generations in the past. So I have a lot of hope for the next generations, you know, taking the torch and doing more. But what's sad is the dogs we see every day, and, you know, the people that are calling us every day with what they've seen. And we can only help so many, and there are just thousands and thousands out there that are being abused, that are being hit by cars, that no one's going to help. Your taxpayer dollars are not working. Animal controls aren't picking up stray dogs. They kind of started this during COVID. And, you know, if that's the case, then how about put taxpayer money towards free spay neuter? How about make it, rather than be a reactive government, how about have something proactive where instead of housing all these animals in animal control or picking them up off the road, which they're not even doing now, why not use some of these funds for free spay neuter? Because as you were talking with people that are having trouble paying their bills, most people can't come up with $300-$400 to spay or neuter their pets. You know, so there's so many different ways we could go at this, but we can't find anybody that seems to be interested in helping.
That's right. I mean, just so many. And the ladies, I was going to, and Sally and Grace, you can come on air too, or stay on air. I was going to bring on Sue Kennedy.
Oh, Sally,
okay?
That was amazing. That
yes,
was
amazing. It was.
Now, you hit it. That was really well articulated.
No, thank you so
yeah.
much. I thought that's what you said.
Yes, I mean, that was, you know, right there, bam, you know. But I'm going to bring, I'm going to bring Sue on, okay?
All right. Hey, Sue.
Erica 404, Sue Kennedy. You are live and on air. Welcome aboard. And if you could tell audience out there, you're with the ETC Georgia. And go ahead and speak, okay? Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I am a longtime Georgia citizen, and sadly, you know, Georgia's standards are just way too low, and so that does end up really affecting negatively across the board, and if we can just connect the dots for the dependent, vulnerable lives, whether it be elderly people in a nursing home, whether it's children in defects, whether it's animals in a shelter, we as citizens should be offended that our leaders are not doing their jobs, because true leaders will protect the vulnerable citizens. And it is a sign of a healthy community. And we're having the problems we are because we have not been addressing these issues for a long time. And I think, you know, we really do need to teach our children in schools that violence, it is the same, whether it is toward an animal or whether it is toward, you know, an older person or towards a child or whatever. We need to learn, you know, conflict resolution, not to pick up a gun, not to, you know, strike out at somebody. And the sad thing is that I hope we will raise a new generation of true leaders that will understand the connections, that how you treat others is how it speaks to your character. It speaks to the kind of person that you are. And so Georgia having this shelter problem or having a problem with nursing homes, it is a reflection of our character and of the lack of leadership that Georgia has not taken on these critical issues. And
right.
So, you know, to me, I love, you know, Wonder Dogs because that is what it teaches. It's a win-win. It teaches children responsibility and how to care for an animal, and then it helps the animal. And that's what we need. We need problem solving like that, where it's win-win-win. Instead, I think far too often, any time that there is profit to be made, there is a conflict of interest right there. So if nursing homes are making profit, or if shelters or what have you, those need to be monitored because that is a high risk. If there is a vulnerable, dependent life and people are generating money, you have to, that has to be monitored because people can be greedy and who gets the brunt of it is the vulnerable, dependent one, the child, the dog, the elderly person. And so we have to make those connections, you know. We have to, because what I'll say to my children is I say, all I need to know about a person is how they treat others. I don't need to know where they're from. I don't need to know where they went to school. I don't need to know what their race is, what their sex is. All I need to know is how they treat others. And that tells me right there what kind of person they are. And I do think people just go to the polls and they vote and then they're done. And no, that's just the beginning. We should be demanding that our representatives do their jobs right. They're supposed to be public servants, and instead they act like celebrities. So, you know, even with my children, I think be an informed citizen, be an educated citizen, and hold your representatives accountable because your taxes are paying their salary. So, you know,
yes.
I think accepting anything less is just not acceptable. And Georgia should be ashamed, truly, because we just are not, we're just not up to par. We are not, we don't have acceptable standards. And it's clear. It's obvious. You can see it every day. And if we want a healthy Georgia, we have to start, you know, with, you can't skip. You cannot skip taking care of the vulnerable. You cannot skip and say, oh, we're going to have this huge football stadium, you know, Georgia. But no,
right.
You cannot skip taking care of the vulnerable. That is a key factor to the health and reputation of a state. You know, it's an embarrassment to Georgia. We're like probably the fourth in the nation of cruelty to animals. And we are.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It is. It is.
And the
and
rich
so,
is,
and,
like, we're rich and cruel. We're rich and cruel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Georgia is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh.
So, I mean, the more that we connect the dots and the more that we expect our leaders to serve us, to serve what is correct instead of just, but, you know, people are so busy with their lives, you know. It's like both parents are working. It's just, I think sometimes people just don't think about it. But really, you should vote, but then you should stay on your leader all year long. You should be emailing them. You should be calling them.
Mm-hmm.
You should be writing them and demanding that they raise standards in Georgia. This is our state. It's embarrassing. You know?
Yeah, it's a disgrace to the human race is what it is. You know, some people don't realize how much we the people power we got. And all of our voices matter. And don't just sit back and, oh, I'll just wait to the other one because I've heard all kind of excuses, you know. Oh, it's all about money. They're not going to do nothing. Well, try and find out, you know, because there's so much greed going on in this world, greed bullies, that
it's
sickening. I mean, there's a worldwide greed disease that's spreading faster than COVID, okay? And it's sickening.
Yeah.
And we have to get a grip here and get it under control, because if we don't get it under control, it's just going to get worse. And we don't need it to get worse.
We used to be, We used to be the land of opportunity, and we truly are. Now we're the land of greed.
Exactly.
And we
got to
turn
it
back around. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with you so much. I mean, it's the truth and reality of it all. If you go to the roots of the problem, work your way up, guess what? Common sense wins every time. And that's all you got to do of all these problems.
Definitely. We have to think for ourselves and understand you are a Georgia citizen, and you are paying their salaries. You need to let them hear from you that they need to do better.
Right.
They need to raise the standards. We look ridiculous to the rest of the nation.
Yeah,
tell
exactly.
Me that.
I mean, it's like,
right now.
Whoa.
Look at where Georgia is right now. Georgia is literally the pivoting point right now in our nation. Georgia, everybody's watching what Georgia is doing. We have an opportunity here to turn what we are failing at and actually turn it into success. So even though, like right now, our races are looking at Georgia, wouldn't they start looking at Georgia? You shouldn't be looking at us. You should actually, like, be deferring to Vermont and New Hampshire and the places that are actually humane and are using their voice for a better community, for a better state. Don't look to Georgia, because Georgia is it doesn't have the agenda right now. Right now, Georgia's agenda is for Georgia agenda, not for the bigger what is good for our country. Yet everybody's looking at Georgia right now, and what they need to be looking at is the cruelty in Georgia. We're failing in crime, health, cruelty. I mean, it hurts me to know that so many people look to Georgia during the national race and put so much pressure on us when we are failing people and failing animals.
And you know,
that's
you have
disgrace.
To think. You have to think of your audience, and you know, there are greedy representatives, there are power hungry representatives. So when I'm speaking to somebody and trying to make my case, I think of what is their, you know, what matters to them. So if it's a greedy person, I'm going to make the argument about money. If it's a power-hungry person, I'm going to make it about, you know, power, and I'm going to pose it in a way that lets them know Georgia looks horrible. You know, Georgia looks terrible, and you need to do something about it because you're the leader and you're looking really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then just try to make it where it benefits them, you know.
Right,
because
if you don't do nothing, you just like with these puppy mills and everything, their lives are miserable. It's animal cruelty front lines. They don't have nowhere to run, to move, socialize. I mean, it's sickening, everyone. And please, let's get these puppy mills, get them out of here. It's animal cruelty front lines, okay? And ladies, I'm going to bring Mona in, okay? Because we've got 16 minutes left, and then you can all stay online. So if anybody's dog barks, it's okay, because the louder you bark, the more you're heard, okay? So your dog wanted to get his voice in. But Mona, welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Voices carry for animals. How are you this evening? And she's from the ETC Georgia, everyone. Yes, this is a great show.
I'm good.
I knew it would be. Yes.
Hi.
Yep, tell them like it is.
Hey there.
Yeah,
go
ahead. You're live and on the air. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, I'm also part of ETC Georgia, and, you know, you guys have kind of covered all the points. I mean, I'm frustrated, and you know, we talk about meeting with our lawmakers. Well, most of them completely ignore us. You can't even get a meeting. You know, for instance, this is a huge problem. It's so unimportant to them, and they think we're nobody. I mean, there was one, a representative, Frank Ginn, that I tried to meet with. I actually spoke to him. And I thought, you know, he said, oh, yeah, because I was trying, Sally and I wanted to meet with him and Burt Jones and talk to them about these issues. And Frank, when I spoke to him the first time on the phone, and I got through to him because a friend of a friend, you know. So he knows somebody that I know. So I thought, surely this guy is going to give us a moment to speak with him. Well, you know, he was so nice when I talked to him on the phone. He said, oh, yeah, I can get a meeting with, you know, myself and Burt Jones and a couple of your people you want to, you know, who want to talk. And so a week or 2 weeks went by. And so I called him back and said, hey, you know, we haven't heard from you. And he basically just blew me off. He said he does not have time to talk to us about that. And that was it. He was rude. And,
whoa, that's rude.
Oh, it's terrible. You know, we are the taxpayers. Then I have been emailing Burt Jones through ETC Georgia. I told him we would meet with him anyway, you know, whether we will come to where he is, we will do a Zoom, we will talk on the phone, whatever is best for him, if we can have 30 minutes of his time. And, well, guess what? Nothing. So I'm so frustrated because I know all this has got to start with, we have got to get a politician on board. And how do we do that?
Right.
And another thing is we all need to come together. And I know we all are coming together, but the animal advocate community as a whole never comes together for this stuff. And that's a very frustrating part because if we did, there's thousands and thousands of us. We could be a strong force, but how do we make that happen? I don't know because Sally and I know Grace, you know, we've been trying for years to bring people together. Come on, guys, can we? But it just doesn't happen. And, you know, then we have, of course, all the big organizations like Grace was talking about. They're full of power and they're full of money, and they're against everything that we want to do. You know, they're going to fight us tooth and nail. I don't know why. All the way from Lifeline to HSUS to Best Friends and many more. And even some of these rescues that, you know, there's some couple rescues that were making some big, big money, and nobody wants to get involved in fixing the problem. So it's tough.
That's sickening. I mean, where do we go from here if they don't want to cooperate? Like he was saying, you know, hey, we pay our politicians salaries. They're not in there for life. We vote them in and we vote them out, okay? We the people of the United States of America, we own America, not the government. They work for us, okay?
Yep.
So we need to get up, step up to the plate, and take it back. Take back America, okay? Because this stuff is going so out of control. I mean, it's a nightmare, okay? So what we got to do is bring the teamwork back in, more unity in the community, okay? Human reaction to take action. That's where we're going to see the changes at. And you're not going to sit there and see changes sitting in your living room or four walls or talking on the phone to somebody or watching the news, the newspapers, the radio. You have to take action and do it. Because, ladies, I see so many people writing comments on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. It's like take those comments and put them in a letter form or email, and you'll get farther than that. Because Facebook's not going to make no changes or make laws, and they don't intend to. Neither does Twitter or LinkedIn, you know, none of them. Instagram, so we have to use our voices and our actions, and we're going to get a lot farther. Because if we don't, it's just going to get worse. So it's up to us to do what's right, okay? And that means they're right there. When you hear, oh, my politician is, you know, a deadbeat or doesn't care, hey, go to another one. That's what I had to do here in Florida on my, you know, amendment changes on some punitive damages here. So I the one I had, and I won't mention a name, but I wasted a year and a half with her, and then all of a sudden she says, well, there's nothing you can do. Okay, the next one I went to, bam, got into legislation. Now, figure that one out, you know. So I'm like, I did not give up. And you know what? 8 years now, I'm still there. and I have to now the politician I had last year, she resigned, and I got to deal with this new one. And I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep fighting and fighting and fighting because, you know, you can't give up. If you give up, we automatically lose. So, everyone, if you don't like your politician, go to another area. And you're allowed to do that because I know here in Florida I am. So, in Georgia, I'm not sure, but try it out. You know, let them know, hey, this yeah. one didn't really do anything for me. You know, just sit on his butt all day or whatever. And we voted him in. We're paying his salary. So we right. have to do that, everyone. And it's not right for them to ignore us. They can't ignore us.
Right.
You know, why are they going to ignore us for? For what? You know, your voice matters out there. There is millions and millions of people out there. Use your voice, yeah. please. They do your actions.
Yeah.
And if you're in Georgia,
be an
if Georgia
advocate.
Listens here. That's right. That's right. Okay, ladies, I'm going to take a call here because we're running out of time with comments or questions. So you can all stay on air. This show is, we're rocking the airways, ladies, okay? And I can't thank you enough. Area code 719, you are live and on the air, and I hope that you don't, you know, get fall off the boat. Mama Cat, what's going on there? Meow.
I'm trying to stay afloat. I'm getting lots of rain.
Oh, yeah? Out in Colorado?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my tag team, ladies. Mama Cat. Mama Bear, Mama Cat. Okay, Mama Cat, go ahead. You got any questions? There's four of them on air. If you have any questions, Grace and Sally and it was a Sue and Mona.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Hi, ladies.
Okay.
Hey, you've all pretty much touched on most of the stuff I was going to talk about, but there's one thing that has really bothered me since I got involved in animal advocacy, and it's really come to a head in California. I'm sure it's in other places as well, but right now there's a law we're trying to get pushed called Bowie's Law, and it's AB 491 now. It was on the legislative committee last year, but it got pushed back, and so we're redoing it. But this law, all it does is it would require shelters to give a 72-hour notice to rescues and the public before they euthanize any animal. Okay?
Excellent.
Now it sounds like a no-brainer, you know? But the list of the people and organizations that are fighting this bill, I about fell off my chair. The ASPCA, the SPA, shelters, best friends. I mean, every little town in Teamster, Public Affairs Council, police departments, animal control, animal police departments. They're saying that this law would put an overburden on the shelters, that they just don't have time to do this, and it would, you know, like put them out of their way so much. I mean, they've got an email list when they want donations. Why can't they just hit that same button and give us a 72-hour notice so those animals can be saved?
Absolutely.
You know, the names on that list, I'm just floored by it.
It's so simple. That makes no sense.
Yeah, and if it's not, like, you know, before we're just fighting the shelters. Now you look at this list, and we're actually fighting the SPCA, the ASPCA, the Humane Society, police. I mean, it's like they got, you know, their foot on our neck, and there's nothing we can do. And people see that list, and I know they're losing hope, you know. And I just want to tell everybody, don't give up. We got to keep fighting these things. We've got to push these shelters to do better. And with you guys, and I mean, I wish we had 100 more just like you ladies, you know, to fight this. And just these animals, you know, they don't want to be killed. They're begging for homes, too.
Right.
They didn't have to be born.
you know, right. So it's just hard. Yep.
Even with charities, we need to be educated and make sure that we're giving to places that are, because I saw something about the ASPCA and some of the funding, and we have to be really careful about that and make sure that, again, make sure that who we are donating to, you know, that they are using the money as they are supposed to. Because if they aren't.
I was heartbroken over seeing Best Friends on there.
Yes.
I mean, I don't understand. And I emailed and emailed and emailed, and of course I don't get any answers to any of my emails. But it's just heartbreaking to see the names of, I've got a list of them here alphabetically, and it's just, there must be 100 places listed on here.
Yeah.
That are fighting that bill, you know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. And most
does,
people
see Grace wanted to comment.
Yeah.
Is she
Grace
muted right
say,
now? If Grace,
I'm
I think
sorry,
Grace
I didn't
might
hear.
Be muted. I think Grace wants to comment.
Okay, hold on 1 second, okay? Yeah, because
okay.
It was okay. Grace,
hey,
you there?
Hey guys,
go right ahead.
Yeah,
thank you.
No, I just you know, one of the things that like I said, I've had to get out of the so now that 10 years into this, the weeds is. We are all trying to save that dog in our backyard. And it's not just one dog. It's so overwhelming that it becomes agendas and goals. And I think that what I want to do with Debbie is send her so many more leaders, because there are so many women out there. And let me be clear, there are so many women out here fighting for animals while the men are in legislation fighting the women that are on the ground. So, like, I don't understand why women in rescue can't come together. And it speaks very loudly about the large organizations and agendas here, because the young woman right there in California, in Colorado, talking about why is Best Friends, Humane Society, ASPCA fighting on these legislation. Because, come on, let's be honest. If we pass a mandatory statewide federal law against spay and neuter, these organizations will go away in 10 years. Let's
That's
talk
right.
about why,
yep.
if we pass a federal law against tethering dogs outside, cruelty will go down 50%. That is what I've seen since we passed the law in Rome. The community is safer. People don't see and aren't devastated by the cruelty. That allowing that cruelty allows greater crimes to go on. When you pass a national law such as supervised tethering, you have more socialized animals when they do have to be surrendered. They're adjusted, family adjusted, into the shelter. However, right now the laws are set up for us to fail. And when we speak out on these things, who attacks us? But our own partners, our own rescues. We're over here picking a fight with each other, criticizing, why did that rescue do that? Oh, my God, she's doing it this way. And I'm over here like, holy crap. Like, if we're in the ground, you're going to have that bickering. And if you're at the top and you're calling this stuff out, if you are not asking why does the Humane Society not believe in a national spay and neuter law, why is that?
That's right.
Why are they not? Why are we not fighting for one thing that will cost save lives and cut the budget?
Oh,
in half? Why are we not
ladies,
demanding?
Yes. And I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. This is going to shut down here. Grace Hamlin, thank you so much, the founder of Wonder Dogs. And all of you, I want to invite you back in the next couple months, okay? You, Sue, and Sally, and Mona, and Grace, all you together again. How's that sound? And keep going, because we're not going to give up. We're going to keep fighting. We're relentless. You know, you guys, all of you ladies are powerhouses, okay? You're fireballs. So, but I want to thank you all for calling in. You know, and the callers, and Grace, you too, and a big shout-out to all the Wonder Dogs, the super team out there. Big hugs to all of you. And thank you all tonight for tuning in. And hope you all join us next week. We want to welcome back the Gentle Giants nonprofit, the Elephants, Colby Steiner and Dinah Munez, And it's going to be another great show, so hope you all tune in. And thank you all. And all you ladies, the Mama Cat, you ready? Paul in hand. Go ahead.
United we stand against. Hello, paw in hand. United we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night, everyone. Thank you for all tuning in. Okay. May God bless you all. Bye bye.
You too.
Look forward to having you all again. Bye bye.
Bye, Dad.
Bye bye. Be good to you, Mama Cat.
Right back at you, baby.